Leisure painting, creative weekend.
休闲绘画，创意周末。
Paul spends the weekend exploring his new hobby, painting. He discovers how beautiful it is to paint with friends in the park.
保罗用周末来探索他的新爱好，绘画。他发现，和朋友们在公园里画画是多么美好。
A new school start.
一个新的学期开始。
Anna begins her first year at secondary school, learning the different subjects, teachers, and classrooms. She makes new friends and discovers her favorite subjects.
Anna 开始了她的中学第一年，学习不同的课程、老师和教室。她建立了新的友谊，并发现了她喜欢的科目。
Title: The Culinary Adventure.
题目：美食冒险。
Description: Julia visits a new restaurant in the city.Tries various international dishes and has nice conversations with the waiter about her cooking traditions.
描述：茱莉亚在城里参观了一家新餐厅，品尝了各种国际菜肴，并与服务员进行了关于她烹饪传统的友好对话。
Julia often likes to explore new places.
茱莉亚常常喜欢探索新地方。
One day, she heard about a new restaurant in the city center.
一天。她听说了市中心的一家新餐厅。
She decided to check out the food there.
她决定去看看那里的食物。
The restaurant's design was very modern.
餐厅的设计很现代。
Colorful paintings hung on the walls.
墙上挂着彩色的画。
Julia sat at a table facing the window.
茱莉亚坐在一个面向窗户的桌子旁。
The waiter greeted her.
服务员向她打招呼。
He smiled and gave her the menu.
他微笑着给她菜单。
The menu was full of international flavors.
菜单充满了国际风味。
Julia decided to try the Korean kimchi first.
茱莉亚决定先试试韩国泡菜。
The dish was very flavorful.
这道菜非常有味道。
Then, she tried some pasta.
然后，她尝了一点意大利面。
The noodles were smooth.
面条很滑。
Julia also tasted fine French red wine.
茱莉亚还品尝了好的法国红酒。
At the end of dinner, the waiter asked if she liked her meal.
在晚餐结束时，服务员问她是否喜欢她的饭菜。
Julia nodded with pleasure.
茱莉亚愉快地点点头。
She thanked the waiter and the chef for their hard work.
她感谢服务员和厨师的辛勤工作。
Fashion trends changing over time.
过去的时尚潮流变迁。
Lena writes an article about the changing fashion trends of the last decades.
莱娜写了一篇关于过去几十年中变迁的时尚潮流的文章。
She explores how fashion is not just clothing but also an expression of personality.
她研究时尚如何不仅是衣服的体现，而且是个性的表达。
In the past decade, fashion has undergone dramatic changes.
在过去的十年里，时尚发生了巨大的变化。
From fashion shows to street styles, fashion always reflects societal changes.
从时尚秀到街头风格，时装总是反映社会的变化。
Lena finds in her research that fashion designers constantly introduce innovations.
莱娜在她的研究中发现，时尚设计师不断推出创新。
Whether elegant styles or functional designs, these showcase creativity.
无论是优雅的样式还是实用的设计，这些都展示了创造力。
Lena investigates links between the past and the present.
莱娜调查了过去和现在之间的联系。
She learns about fashion from the 1950s and the 21st century.
她了解了上世纪五十年代的时尚和二十一世纪的时尚。
Lena also interviews several fashion experts.
莱娜还采访了一些时尚专家。
Their predictions about the future add depth to her article.
他们对未来的预测使她的文章更有深度。
This enables her to better understand the global fashion industry.
这使得她能够更好地理解全球时装产业。
As her research progresses, Lena becomes more interested in the stories behind fashion.
随着研究的深入，莱娜对时尚背后的故事更感兴趣。
She discovers that every design has a unique story.
她发现每个设计都有一个独特的故事。
These stories give her readers a deeper understanding of fashion.
这些故事让他的读者对时尚有更深的理解。
Her article attracts more and more readers.
她的文章吸引了越来越多的读者。
Readers all appreciate her insights.
读者们都对她的见解表示赞赏。
Lena feels proud of her article.
莱娜对自己的文章感到自豪。
She hopes her article inspires others to pay attention to the evolution of fashion.
她希望自己的文章能激励其他人关注时尚的演变。
Fashion is not just clothes, it's a cultural phenomenon.
时尚不仅仅是穿着，它是一种文化现象。
Lena's research aims to remind people of this point.
莱娜的研究旨在提醒人们注意这一点。
The art of greeting on journeys.
问候艺术在旅行中。
Mark has the task of researching various cultures worldwide and their greeting and parting rituals.
马克的任务是研究全球不同文化的问候和告别仪式。他发现手势和词语的差异可以是如此之大。
He discovers how gestures and words can vary greatly.
他发现手势和词语的差异可以是如此之大。
He first arrives in Japan to start his adventure.
他首先到达日本，开始他的冒险。
In Japan, bowing is a common form of greeting.
在日本，鞠躬是一种常见的问候方式。
He learns that different depths and durations of bows represent various emotions.
他学会了不同深度和时间长度的鞠躬代表不同的情感。
Next, he travels to India, discovering different welcoming customs there.
随后，他前往印度，发现这里的欢迎礼节不同。
In India, the namaste gesture is widely used.
在印度，合十礼被广泛使用。
With hands pressed together and a slight bow, they show respect to one another.
通过双手合十并深深鞠躬，他们向对方表示敬意。
Leaving India, he reaches France.
离开印度后，他到达法国。
In France, kissing cheeks is a typical greeting.
在法国，亲吻脸颊是常见的问候方式。
Mark learns the number and sequence of kisses vary by region.
马克了解到，亲吻的次数和顺序根据地区而不同。
Later, he visits Brazil, experiencing the warmth there.
之后，他来到巴西，体验这里的热情款待。
Brazilians express greetings with friendly hugs.
巴西人通过友好的拥抱来表达问候。
Before leaving, he reaches South Africa.
在他离开之前，他到达了南非。
In South Africa, greetings also involve intimate interactions.
在南非，问候中还包括与某人的亲密互动。
Through this adventure, Mark feels the world is full of diversity and connection.
通过这种冒险，马克感受到地球充满了多样性和连通性。
The weather and its poetic prediction.
天气与其诗意的预言。
The old weather expert Hans tells stories about the weather combining scientific predictions with ancient folk wisdom and poetic observations.
老气象专家汉斯讲述关于天气的故事，将科学预测与古老的民间智慧和诗意的观察交织在一起。
Hans has been deeply fascinated by nature since his youth.
汉斯从小便被大自然深深吸引。
His grandfather was a shepherd who often predicted the weather with simple proverbs.
他的祖父曾是一位牧羊人，他常用简单的谚语预测天气。
Hans integrates his grandfather's wisdom with his meteorological knowledge.
汉斯将他祖父的智慧与他的气象知识结合起来。
He uses instruments to monitor weather patterns.
他使用仪器监测天气模式。
Simultaneously, he carefully observes the color of the sky and the shape of the clouds.
同时，他仔细观察天空的颜色和云的形状。
Over time, there is a poetic quality in his forecasts.
时间久了，他的预言中有一种诗意。
Each rain in his village was a play and the sunshine a joyful chorus.
他的村庄的每一场雨都是一个戏剧，阳光则是一个欢乐的合唱。
The villagers revered Hans' forecasts, directing their weekend festivities based on his results.
村里的人们崇拜汉斯的预测，将结果作为即将开始的周末庆祝的指导。
Even in an age of science, Hans's poetic gift finds its admirers.
即使在科学的时代，汉斯的诗意的天赋也能找到崇敬者。
His stories inspire young people to appreciate the beauty of weather.
他的故事激励年轻人欣赏天气的美。
They learn to read clouds, understand the wind, and predict forthcoming weather changes.
他们学习阅读云，理解风，并预测将要到来的天气变化。
Han's unique gift is remembering the secrets he glimpsed from the winds.
汉斯独特天赋是记住他从风中窥见的一切。
It is the rainbow he extracts from the fireworks vanished in his eyes.
这是他从他眼睛中消逝的烟火中提取的彩虹。
Memory is a passionate friend, reciting from the endless tomes of the past.
记忆是一位充满激情的朋友，从过去的无尽书卷中吟诵。
Each time Hans gazes at the sky, he follows in the footsteps of his grandfather's reminiscence.
每次汉斯凝视天空，他便在追忆着他祖父的足迹。
Poetry lies in transcending the limits of physics, imbuing the language of weather with soul.
诗意在于超越物理学的极限，为天气的语言赋予灵魂。